With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden travels to California this afternoon for 3 days of mostly political events.
The president is returning to the West Coast for a series of campaign fundraisers and one official White House event. He's scheduled to attend political events in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Los Altos Hills tonight through Thursday. Before leaving Washington, he announced federal disaster assistance for people in San Diego County who were affected by a severe storm and flooding last month.
The president's attempt to gain young voters by joining TikTok appears to be failing, with users slamming the president for his stance on terror group Hamas. The majority of comments support the terror group. 6 in 10 young adults say they aren't even sure if they're going to vote in November. Sunday, Biden's account released a TikTok post criticizing President Trump. Few viewers reacted to the content, instead focusing on Biden's failure to stop Israel from removing Hamas forces from Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. lawmakers are raising alarms about what they see as America's failure to compete with China in biotechnology.
They're warning of risks to U.S. national security and commercial interests. But as the two countries' rivalry expands into the biotech industry, some say that shutting out Chinese companies would only hurt the United States. Biotechnology promises to revolutionize everyday life, with scientists and researchers using it to make rapid advances in medical treatment, genetic engineering, and agriculture, and novel biomaterials. Because of its potential, it has caught the attention of both the Chinese and U.S. governments. Keith Peters reporting.
Police have released a mugshot of the 25-year-old man arrested in the murders of a single mother and student who were shot to death in a Colorado college dorm last week. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom and parental rights in Minnesota.
After demand letters from First Liberty Institute and True North Legal, the St. Louis Park Public Schools will allow children from 6 Muslim families to opt out of lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. The mother of one of the Muslim children says, quote, "We have a sacred obligation to teach the principles of our faith to our children without being undermined by the schools." Christians in the area are hoping they will be afforded the same freedom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attempt to enshrine abortion in the New Hampshire Constitution has failed. The state Senate voted 14-9 along party lines against a broadly worded proposal to add language to the Constitution protecting personal reproductive autonomy. New Hampshire law prohibits abortion after 24 weeks of pregnancy, except when the mother's health or life is in danger. This is SRN News. Federal accident investigators are pushing for better cockpit voice recorders.
The investigators are pointing to limits of the device on the jetliner that suffered a door panel blowout last month over Oregon. The National Transportation Safety Board says the Federal Aviation Administration should require all current planes to have recorders that can capture 25 hours of audio. That would be up from the current standard of 2 hours.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the FAA has proposed a 25-hour standard, but only for new planes. Airlines typically keep planes for many years. In Washington State, a cougar attacked a 60-year-old cyclist. 5 cyclists were on a trail when the cougar attacked the woman. The others grabbed it and held the animal down using a mountain bike. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife killed the animal. The woman was treated at a hospital and released. More details at SRNnews.com.